We're sitting here in Jaffa, reading chapter 10 of the book of Acts in Jaffa, and looking out at Jaffa Harbor. It's amazing to think that so many things happened here. That's the minaret of the mosque of Jaffa, but look how close it is to Tel Aviv, right there. But we're sitting right here, where so much of the New Testament took place. We just had a great worship service here. This is where Japheth, probably the third son of Noah, moved, and this is also where Jonah sailed off to Tarshish, the furthest direction away from God's intended destination for him in Nineveh, Mosul, in Iraq today. So Jonah was the unwilling missionary of all time. But what we studied right here, especially today, was about the events of Peter getting prepped for the first Gentile convert, the first pagan Gentile from in the distance. In fact, if I could magnify this, you can see Caesarea. You actually can see in the distance there, I don't know if you can, but the four smokestacks of Hedera mark Caesarea. They're just beyond those buildings in the back. But what happened here is that Peter was told nothing is common or unclean to the Lord. Don't call people that. And then a Gentile came, a pagan one, his representatives, and called him from right here where that mosque is, which is Jaffa, all the way up there to the furthest point on the horizon, which is Hedera, which is next to Caesarea. That's 40 miles. That's a two-day walk. Most people could walk about 20 miles a day back then. And Peter went with the delegation, went up there to Caesarea Maritima, and Peter began to share the gospel. And Cornelius responded, and all of his friends and his relatives, the whole group came, and they believed, and the Spirit came upon them, and they were baptized, as we studied when we were up there in Caesarea. But all that started right here in Jaffa, which is called Jaffo today, after Japheth. But what a great way to end our time here of the life of Christ in the land of the book, to see why he came. He came so that the gospel would come to pagans like Cornelius, and they'd be radically changed, become worshipers of the Lord, if you read Acts 10. And that all of us would not be like Jonah, not be unwilling missionaries, but to follow and love and serve the Lord. We're signing off, going to fly out tonight. It's been the most wonderful time here in the land of the book. God bless you, and I hope that as you read Acts 10 and see the waters of the Mediterranean here looking westward and looking around the coast at modern-day Tel Aviv, and then beyond Tel Aviv, you can see Netanya, and beyond Netanya, there kind of in the haze, you can see the smokestacks at Caesarea Maritima. God bless you from the land of the book.